But right now, we're going to welcome a new guest to Robin Hood Radio. And that is from the Cane and Country Club, Joe Quattrocci. Joe, I thought I had it down.
You did. You did. The first one was perfect.
Okay, Quattrocci. Joe, nice to speak to you. So let's talk a little bit about you and the Cane and Country Club. How did this all come about?
Well, I don't know if you remember, but I own Wheels of Time over in Pine Plains.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, restoration. So someone approached me about doing something car-related, and we needed land. And so I saw that the Cane and Country Club was available. I thought it might be a good fit for the project we were thinking about. And then I kind of didn't really love the project, but I loved the country club. And I just pursued it on my own from there.
So really, it's almost kind of like a bolt out of the blue. And now you still have your interest in your work in cars, but the Cane and Country Club obviously has steered you in a little bit of a different direction.
That to say the least.
Now, are you a golfer yourself?
Not really. I do play, but I probably have played once in the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, so then, so what did you find so enticing? Was it the community? Was it the history of the club? Was it the fact that it's kind of close to where you live and stuff like that?
Well, kind of all of the above. And if you know anything about me, you know that I like to kind of fix things. You know, given that I have Wheels of Time, we always try to fix things. So I looked at the country club and I thought it had good bones and good structure, and I thought that I could make it better. And I also wanted to invest in North Canaan.
You know, I think that's another indicator to want to invest, especially in a time like we're going through now. You know, I remember when we started this radio station many, many years ago, it was right after the big financial crisis and Wall Street collapsed. And people said, oh, you were crazy to start. Well, actually, it's a good time to start because everybody starts off on kind of an even footing. And to bring something to the community where not only do you supply something that people have come to expect over the years with the golf club and the restaurant, but you employ people, you open up your venue for other things to happen. So it's a big pat on the back for wanting to invest in a local business coming out of times like we've just come out of.
Well, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about your restaurant there, the Belted Cow now at the Cane and Country Club.
Yeah, well, the name, I hemmed and hawed for weeks or months about what I should name it. And then it just kind of came to me that my ex-wife, who I'm still very close to, she loved, when we were started out up here as weekenders, and she loved seeing the Belted Cows across from Paley's.
Okay.
On our drive up to Sharon. So I came up with the name Belted Cow. I love it. I think Oreo Cow could have got me in a little trouble.
Just a little.
But we've completely changed the restaurant. Physically, like I said before, it had good bones, but it was the dining room itself was just one big open space that they only use predominantly for events. And I wanted it to be more of a restaurant than just an event space. So we changed the lighting, got new furniture, completely redid all four bathrooms, paved the driveway, new chef, new staff. The food is great. When I first started, I'm thinking, okay, I want to be somewhere in between physically and in terms of the food concept between Woodlands and the Old Mill in South Egremont. And I think we're there.
You know, I'm at your website, and I'm looking at your lunch menus, mac and cheese, chicken wings, a charcuterie board, eggplant. You've got turkey sandwiches, buttermilk fried chicken, all beef hot dogs, and you also feature local cocktails from the Berkshire Distillery as well.
That's correct.
And now, what hours is the restaurant, the Belted Cow, open?
The Belted Cow is open 7 days a week from 11 until 9, 11 in the morning till 9 at night.
All right, and I'm looking at your dinner menu right now, and once again, crafted cocktails, Berkshire Distillery featured cocktails, but then you have a whole selection from I call lighter portion food to actually where you can sit down, steak and frites, filet mignon, chicken Milanese, pork tenderloin. So this is something new to you, and now how long have you been actually involved now with the changeover of the restaurant and getting things shaken down and ready to go?
Well, it's kind of been interesting because it took us a while to actually get the deal done, and I don't even remember why it took us so long. But in the course of the negotiation with Rich, we both agreed that I would just take over, even though I wasn't the owner yet.
Yeah.
So I've been working on transforming the Belted Cow for probably 6 months, but I've only technically owned the place for about 5 weeks.
But isn't that, don't you think that was kind of a great way to go into it? It gave you almost like a very slow rolling chance to make changes and open as the way you would like to see it.
You know, it wasn't the worst way, but I always say that it was like trying to fix an airplane while it's in the air. it was very difficult. We made some mistakes, but overall, I think most people who has seen the changes really appreciate what we've done.
Well, you know, it's what's great about it is that you now have a restaurant that's open 7 days a week. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, Canaan is once again reawakening, kind of a lot like a mean New York now with you with the Belted Cow and everything else that's going on in North Canaan. But I think to keep the tradition of the country club alive and then also offer a full-service restaurant that's open 7 days a week is something that you know what? The area really needs it, and we have additional people that moved up here since the pandemic. So your theme of the restaurant, food-wise, are you just kind of keep it like American, like staple food and stuff like that?
Yes, for the most part, yes. We do have to – you mentioned some things earlier on the lunch menu. We do have to cater to the golfers as well.
Yep.
So we're trying to thread the needle there where – golfers appreciate what we're doing, but also people that haven't come to the club before or haven't come to the restaurant before can really appreciate almost fine dining.
Well, you know, I looked at that and I saw that. I saw that there is a menu that's for the golfers. There is what we call a bar menu, and I always love it when a restaurant has a bar menu because it's not necessarily like the full dinner menu, but it's a sample of it. And then you actually have the full dinner menu as well. So you can serve the golfers, people that want to come in for lunch and dinner, three different experiences.
We hope so.
Well, so now that it's yours and you're open and it's there, how do you feel? How do you feel? Are you excited?
I am. I think there's a natural tendency right now as the golf season slows down to be a little anxious because I think all of the leagues are wrapping up this week or wrapped up last week. And our job right now is just to drive business to the restaurant because it's very important over the course of the non-golf season that people find out about the restaurant.
Well, you're close by and you're easily located. Once again, we are speaking right now here on Robin Hood Radio with Joe Cartucci, who is the new owner of the Canaan Country Club, but also the Belted Cow, and I want to say Farmhouse Tavern, because you know, it's. I think you've done a great job in setting up the image for it. By the way, the Belted Cow is available on the web, just at the Canaan Country Club website. But the tavern is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday from 11 to 10. I think having it so available and so open, people will find it. And the more people find it, I think more people are getting back into the swing of things, Joe, going out now and trying to reenter normal life.
Well, I hope that continues. I know this COVID variant this Delta variant of the COVID virus is kind of creeping its way north, and so I hope that everyone up in Canaan and Connecticut stay safe.
All right. Well, I think, once again, congratulations for keeping the purchasing the Cane and Country Club and then reestablishing the tavern, the farmhouse tavern, the Belted Cow. And once again, everything, all the information that we've talked about will be available on our on-demand page. We'll have links to all the different sections, but you can also go to the Cane and Country Club website and also find out about the Belted Cow there. Joe, welcome back to Robin Hood Radio and welcome back to the area, and good luck with the Belted Cow and the Cane and Country Club.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, take care, Joe.
Okay, take care.
It's really great when someone wants to take the time to invest in a business in a community during a tough time like this. So we wish Joe a lot of luck, and you know what? He'll succeed. He's a hard worker.